I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Football Week 8 Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. I'm going to have to reload, Bob. How's the reload over there? Fuck! This was a bad one. This was a bad one this weekend. Still shocked by it. One thing that Delco said on the Monday morning recap the other day that I didn't want to really gloss over was that the fact that Ohio State lost that game. Yes, they lost that game. Not saying otherwise on that. Oregon won the game and fair and square. And even how they used the rules to their advantage, I was actually impressed with. You don't like it. You told me before the show you think it's bush league.
Yeah, it is.
I don't mind it.
It's the hidden ball trick. It's pathetic.
I like it. I like it all.
It is not that. That is not very sportsmanlike.
If it's in the rule book, you should be able to do it. I don't know how it's in the rule book, but it is.
I remember when I was playing travel ball, one of my coaches found some obscure rule in the rule book. That if the other team was using certain types of practice bats in the on deck circle, it was an automatic forfeit, right? And he used it one time, and I was sitting there in the first inning of the game, like, "Hey, I came here to play nine, dude.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you doing?" And by the way, it also says in the rule book that if you take the rule book out and show it to the umpire, that's an automatic ejection and forfeit for your team, which the umpire obviously didn't know.
Oh, really?
It's pathetic. It's truly pathetic, and it betrays who you are as a person.
If it's in there and it's legal, what's the harm in it?
The harm in it is that this happened in the 70s a bunch, and the NFL shut it down because it's fucking gay.
Yeah, I agree. However, I didn't know until we got to the game. In case you missed it, in the fourth quarter when Ohio State was driving, Oregon puts a 12th man on the field. They called it timeouts. Put a 12th man on the field right before the ball was snapped. so he could line up on the two receivers. So there was three defensive backs on two receivers, man-to-man coverage on the other side, and it forced a, obviously a throw to that direction. You could only get 4 or 5 yards out of it, but then also the penalty is only 5 yards. You're more concerned with the clock because there was 10 seconds left on the clock. This was a 4 to 5 second runoff. To Dan Lanning's credit, the coach of Oregon, when asked by the media, he did explain it. Go ahead and play this video because it's interesting.
Much of the commentary world has decided and struck you as a genius, Dan, for the 12-man penalty and declared that it was intentional. Was it indeed intentional to induce the throw one-on-one against Jabbar in that spot?
He wasn't one-on-one. We actually had a safety on top. So there was a, so it's called dog. It's when you play, but he wasn't in an extremely tight coverage, but he was in dog coverage where he had safety on top of him. And yeah, there was a timeout before that. We spent an inordinate amount of time on situations. There's some situations that don't show up very often in college football, but this is one that obviously was something that we have worked on. So you can see the result.
Yeah, you can see the result. And the result was an Oregon victory. If it's in the rule books, man, I think it's fine.
Gay.
Then change the rule. But because here's the issue now for the rest of the year. Every college team is going to do this. Now, you can't get away with this in the NFL, in my opinion, today, because kickers can kick from like 60, 65 yards.
No, you can't get away with it in the NFL is because some jackass did this in the 70s and they made it illegal. Yeah. As it should be.
Yeah. So I'm sure it'll be illegal after this season. Yeah.
I mean, how much worse is it than the people that fake injuries to stop an offense that continues to click?
Oh, man. Ole Miss has been doing that all year, dude. The Ole Miss running backs, remember the quarterback just pointed at him and he goes, fall down, and he just rolled over on the ground?
Yeah, and we have replay for this, and that should be an automatic ejection for that player.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I agree with as well.
And maybe a runoff of the clock as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
And if we're going to play it that way, it probably should be a runoff as well.
Or if you're doing that, you're out of the series, right? Like if you're injured, you can't come back until the next series.
Well, that isn't – I thought that – well, in the NFL, that is the rule. You have to miss a full series, right?
No, you got to miss one full play, and then you can come back.
No, in the NFL, I think it's a full series. In the college, it's a play. I think in the NFL, it's a full series. Or maybe I've got that backwards. But one of them is – or maybe – and maybe they've changed this too, but – it used to be that you had to miss a full series.
Or call a timeout, I think.
Yeah, so, or a timeout would do it, yeah. But it's like obviously meant to keep people from using it to get away with fake timeouts or whatever the fuck.
Well, I can tell you this. If Ohio State did it and we won the fucking game, I'd be fine with it. So I'm not going to come down on you, Dan Lanning. I think it's genius. And you did it. I didn't know, and I was confused in the stands. Ryan Day knew, though. He was screaming his face off. I just didn't understand why until
There's nothing you can do about
the game. There's nothing you can do.
That's the other thing. So, like, in the spirit of competition, if somebody lines up all of their players, right, they've got five dudes on the line of scrimmage, but only one center, and then everybody else is over there, and everybody else is, like, a step behind him, technically that's going to cause some problems for your defense. But you can move your guys over there.
Right.
In this scenario, there's nothing you can do to combat it, so it should be illegal. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I agree it should be illegal. But it's still in there, and I have not – I don't know about you guys. I have not seen it in a college game.
I've never seen that before.
Me neither. Me neither. And I was confused at the time, and now going back on it, it was I don't mind. I thought it was genius. A win's a win, dude. That's how you fucking get it done. Because either you have a coach that does that – or you have a coach with West Virginia said, Neil Brown, after they lost again, he's getting cooked for this one. So at his presser afterwards says, I get that our fan base wants to win. But what I would say is this.
Uh-oh.
Did they have a good time? Did they have a good time? Did they enjoy it? It was a pretty good atmosphere. You know, I'm assuming they probably had a pretty good time tailgating. Hey, bud. It's still about the winning at the end of the day. And if my coach would say this, I'd tell him to get the fuck out right now. The fact that this guy actually said it is really funny. Is there a clip of it?
That's loser
I'm
bullshit
seeing.
Right
let me see if this is the clip.
Okay, I'm just reading it word for word here.
But what I would say is, did they have a good time? I get
Man, that's rough.
Gone. Immediate ejection from the building. You're gone. Take the fucking... Who is it? Robert Salah that get escorted out of the building? Escort this guy out of the fucking building, dude. You don't deserve
it. The answer, Neil, is no.
No.
I had a bad time.
No.
It's typically a bad time when you lose.
Yeah, it is.
I just don't understand why you would even think that, much less say it out loud.
No.
I mean, that's your wife, to be honest, saying, oh, I'm either picking the one I want to win based on the quote-unquote outfit, that's one, or I just hope both teams have a good time, which is a literal fucking stupid trope that we say when we don't care about a game.
Exactly.
That's what we say. It's like, oh, I just hope both teams have a good time. That's loser bullshit. That's worse. I would rather my guy get caught cheating than this, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, this is pathetic. And at West Virginia, too, which, you know, they're not always – every now and again they'll have a good team – but it's a fucking tough place to play specifically because of those fans that he's talking to.
Oh, yeah. They show up.
The best player on his team are the fucking people in the stands.
Yeah.
Every single year, even when they're really good.
And it's a loud atmosphere in there.
Damn, dude. Nothing. How can you be that? This is Sirianni-level nonsense.
No. Nothing will beat that atmosphere in Oregon. My fucking left ear today, I was at the doctor this morning, is still ringing for some reason. Like, God damn, that was the loudest place I've ever been in my entire life.
You think he's going to come back with a buzz cut for his next interview?
He should.
And then two kids?
Yeah, why not?
That's going to be the move from now on. If you're going into a tough interview, you're like, hey, honey, get the kids down here now. Or you just show up with two random kids, like, hey, dude, that's not your, whose kids are these? Like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, but don't say anything mean to me because they're standing here.
We got to credit that to Trent Dilfer. He did it first.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's right. With UAB. What, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Brought the kid up so he couldn't face any criticism?
I mean, people brought their kids up for interviews before, but usually it's a happy occasion.
This is a human shield sitch.
Yeah, I don't think...
like, look, you're not going to say anything in front of the baby.
Do you remember anybody bringing their kids up for a loss before? Like, Steph Curry used to do it all the time with his daughter, but they didn't lose.
No, they won. Know? It was after they won the championship. Every single time. So, yeah.
Good Lord, man.
You know the rules, kids. We'll go over last week's wins and losses. Besides Ohio State, everything else is on the up and up for me. But, and then to answer your question, Delco is order. You order the shirt? White dudes for Harris?
Yeah, I'll be here Friday.
Okay. Oh, wait, so I'll be wearing that shirt.
You've got MAGA hats, though, right?
I do. And now I can't use them.
I'll use it. Just give it to me. I'll wear it.
Right now. There you go.
As a matter of fact.
Make America great again. Boom. So we did pre-order. That's how confident I was. And besides the goddamn defensive scheme there, fuck, man, everything was fine. You know, I was wrong, too. Howard had three touchdowns in the fucking game. I forgot he ran one in. There it is, too.
Yeah, Howard wasn't the problem.
No, he was great. He was great. Now, the problem in Utah here for the top of the show is a Friday night game is Cam Rising. Somebody's got to shoot him, put him down, or just make him go far, far away from the program.
We got some good news.
What's that?
He's now eligible for an eighth year.
Come on.
If he wants it.
All right. I'm going to grab a drink. I'm gonna grab a drink. I can't. Is that real?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, he is.
I'm going to grab a fucking drink.
As long as he doesn't play one more game.
Yeah, he can't play another game.
If he plays one more game, it's it for him. We're all hoping that he plays one more game and then fucks off forever, obviously.
Bring him back.
I just don't want to see it anymore. I don't like his face is weird.
Is it real before I open this? Like,
yeah,
sure. I usually don't.
Yeah, if he doesn't play another game this season, he's eligible for another year.
Here, for the audio listeners. There it is, dude. I don't want to fucking talk about this guy for another year. Like, what are we doing? So 8 years? How old is he? How old is this guy going to be?
Well, here's the problem. Utah should be the Big 12 front runner, right? With that program and the way they play, how difficult it is to play at Utah, they should be the best team in the fucking Big 12 right now. And we don't know if they're the best. They could be with the quarterback they were playing before Cam Rising.
And Rising before he got hurt was really good.
Certainly, but that's not reality.
He's a glass man.
He's 25.
Good God.
He'll be 26.
Hinky or whatever the fuck his name is, went to goddamn play baseball for 6 years, came back, and he still was only a year older than this motherfucker.
First drive, rolled his ankle against Arizona State. Stayed in the game, also couldn't grip the ball because of his hand. And he did not take himself out. Wittenham, that should have been an indictment on him not getting him out of the game at like half.
It's
very clear he couldn't throw the fucking football.
Winky. You're talking about Chris Winky.
Yeah.
Winky. Yeah.
Cam Rising is older than
Anthony Richardson, Drake May, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Sam Howell, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler,
any
Justin
quarterback
Fields.
That's been drafted in the last 3 years.
Well, Bob, I just texted you a picture of what he's actually going to be, if you can put that up on screen.
Is it just Jimmy Carter?
It would be great. Close. They're shooting a TV show about it right now, and he's about to be the real-life Chad Powers. Over there, if you want to pop that up on screen, Bob.
Well, he could use to change his face up a little bit. His face is fucked up looking.
Was he just going to keep playing into his 30s here? What's he going to do?
Why not?
They just released the promo pick for Chad Powers there. There's a good friend, Clayne Crawford, running out of the tunnel with a man who's in his mid-30s there. And that's going to be Cam Rising. That's it right there.
They couldn't have picked a better dude to play the quarterback coach than Clayne. He's such a fucking football nerd. God, he's like, forget about being a fan, he's like one of the biggest football nerds I've ever met in my life.
The other thing too is, an actor like this, is you hope you get to be in the promo shots like this, and like it's well, a perfect
too,
picture
that too, sure, but also just like, this is probably the best role he's ever gonna get, not like money or star wise, just yeah. Like, oh, it'd be like me getting a role being an asshole all day.
Well, I'll tell you what. And hopefully I can share this. And I'm not going to get in trouble for it. Do you know that they shot at halftime of the Georgia game?
Yeah.
And they got to run out on the fucking field, dude? Yeah. Like, holy shit, what a dream.
That might be awesome. Is that what this is from?
I think so. So I'll hit him up later.
I mean, it's not a secret. The 100,000 people that were at that Georgia game know exactly what fucking happened.
Yeah. Obviously. But what a cool moment, dude. They did that at the Rudy game for Vince Vaughn and those guys. But they subbed in a real quarterback, and Vince Vaughn didn't get to throw that pass. But Arizona State called this. They've got a good team. They could fucking win. They could win this conference, dude, and go all the way here.
They've got a decent
to the playoffs.
They have a decent team. They have a really good running back, and the Scatabo guy is fucking good.
Well, I know, and Bob and Delco hate him.
No, they hate
the announcers.
No, I don't hate him. It's just me. Scatabo!
They were saying it all night long on Friday
fucking
night.
You could tell they love saying that name.
22 carries, 158 yards, and 2 tutties. Let's go, Scatabo!
I mean, there is something about having a cool name and being successful. I think they go hand in hand, frankly.
I do too.
Like, you see, every now and again, you'll see some Joel Olitski or some shit like that be successful, but usually it's a guy with a cool name.
A Fago?
Tom Brady.
A Fago?
Fago, yeah. He's an offensive lineman, so I don't think he's going to be successful. Then, he's not going to be a name, but Tom Brady, that's a good name. Patrick Mahomes is a good name.
That sounds firm.
Like all the best players, Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it sounds firm. Kobe. Kobe's a sweet one. Yeah.
Then Dylan Hamm was just going nuts after the game.
Oh, yeah.
With the students.
And rightfully so, dude. I love the passion. I love the fucking energy out of this guy. That's what you want as a head coach, and then you hope they're good. Went to school there, everything else. Cool story. Stormed the field.
Every team should just hire one of their fans to be
the
coach.
He's pushing people, dude. It's fucking awesome. Loved it. It was a great game. Next up, Texas versus Oklahoma. Complete and utter dominance. This is the number one team in the country right now. Biggest test of the year on Saturday, though. Georgia's coming to town here. We'll see what happens. Keep an eye on Isaiah Bond. Right now, that is our best receiver. Right now, he's day-to-day with an ankle. He's got to play. He's incredible. He's the kid that transferred from Georgia to Texas. So that is a big deal, and I hope he plays. On Saturday, I talked to my neighbor, Casey, my homie, and he said that day-to-day, I think he'll play. So, hopefully. Shoot him up, dude. That's a game you shoot up for. Take a little shot to the ankle, dude. Get in there. Don't miss this. Covered Ohio State, Oregon, obviously. Boo! To the defensive coordinator there. I'll figure it out, I think. Still looks like a pretty decent shot at a national championship there. Next up is Penn State versus USC. Weirdest place we've ever watched a game. This was on the scoreboard on the Prefontaine track behind the football field.
Or was it the baseball field? I don't remember.
I don't
know.
Baseball field. Was it the baseball field?
Yeah, I think it was.
But we stood there and watched it as this was all unfolding here. Penn State came back and won this game in overtime. Great win, in my opinion. You're on the road. You're at USC. You got to travel all the way across the country. USC isn't a bad team. I know they're fucking 3-3, but it's all been pretty fucking close. Their quarterback looks like he could be something eventually. And then Aller fucking finally balled out, dude. Close to 400 yards. Two tutties there for Drew. And Penn State moves up to number three in the nation.
For now.
For now. For now. They play Ohio State in a couple weeks. Next up, Georgia. My God, dude. What has happened to this team? Mississippi State is awful. I think the spread in this was, what, 28 points? We didn't bet it because I didn't know how to call it, to be honest with you. Like, does this Georgia team come out and stomp everybody's brains out like they should? Yeah, but no, they didn't. It was 41-31, a 10-point victory over a team that's 1-5 and probably the worst team in the SEC. Is there a worse team than Mississippi State in the SEC?
No, it's Mississippi State by a mile.
By a mile. It's not close. Even Vanderbilt's better. Mm. Shit, they keep winning.
Vanderbilt's not even the second worst team in the SEC.
Who do you got it at two? Who's the second worst?
Kentucky, maybe?
Kentucky's not good this year.
It's not Vandy, because Vandy just beat Kentucky.
Yeah. But Kentucky was it was 13-12 against Georgia.
Auburn.
I mean, it might be Auburn.
It's Auburn or
it's
Kentucky.
It's probably Auburn.
Yeah, okay. Auburn or Kentucky.
All right. Either way, man, I don't know what's going on there. Saturday, we will definitely find out for sure. Because there's no way out of that game. Night game here in Texas. It'll be fucking crazy. All of our friends, we're all going. Everybody and their mother's going. It'll be a blast. Same thing with Alabama. Look, Alabama should have came out and fucking put on a performance against South Carolina, and they didn't. They had to come back in this game. They pulled it off 27-25 down there.
Yeah.
Bama fans are ready to blow their fucking brains out right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a new world for them. They knew. I think... I haven't heard from a bunch of Bama fans that they're super upset about this, to be honest, because I think, or like rational people knew there was going to be some kind of, I guess, not a rebuild or anything, but Saban's gone.
Yeah.
All that old shit is gone, right? It's like a whole new era there. And it's going to take them a year or two to figure out who they are as a team now, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, recruiting is a 2 or 3 year process sometimes.
Yes.
And this guy's just dropped in with a team that he inherited. So, I mean, look, I think they're doing well considering all that.
Yeah, I do. But at Bama, you're not used to this. And their fans are pissed and they're calling in a Feinbaum and all that other shit. I want to say one thing, too, about Nick Saban that I didn't know. I really enjoy his appearances on College Game Day and his podcasts and all that other shit. He's so smart and very fucking funny. Like, it's super dry, the comedy. I get why this guy was successful for so long. If he walked in to a recruit's living room and was sitting down having a conversation with him, fuck yeah, I'd play for that guy. Mm. And it didn't happen. You didn't have to do it in the 90s. It was just a letter in the fucking mail.
Yeah.
But in today's college football, dude, you need somebody like this going into the fucking house to get the dominant kids to come to your school. And I think that's what's missing, man, is that's what made him so great. Is I bet you behind the scenes, if you talk to these parents, they were like, fuck, dude. Nobody put on a better performance than Saban did in these living rooms.
Yeah.
Next up was Florida at Tennessee. This one went to overtime. Bob, we were at the game. Did you see how this shook out? I didn't.
I was mostly watching your game.
Were they on at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But I don't know, man. Tennessee just looked like shit for most of the game and then kind of just rallied late. And then Florida punched back just enough to get it to overtime. But, I mean, Tennessee didn't score in the first half, I believe. Like, Tennessee
looked, 3-0 at halftime.
Yeah, Tennessee looked really fucking bad. And we were texting with Jake, because that's who we usually get our insight from on Florida. And he was saying that they left like 11 points on the board just from like fucking up and shit like
Florida
that.
Florida or Tennessee?
Florida.
Okay.
So,
yeah, we didn't get to see it. Also misses Ole Miss LSU game. LSU won by 3 in overtime. But didn't get to see it there. Ole Miss is now moving up the ranks. Shocker. Shocker after what we saw week one. Can't fucking believe it here.
From LSU,
they're back.
Mean?
Yeah. I mean, they're back in contention all of a sudden. Like, I thought this team was dead after week one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're 2-0 in the SEC. That one loss doesn't matter.
No, it sure doesn't.
As a matter of fact, especially if Georgia loses Saturday, they're done for the year.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's because of LSU, right? Technically, because LSU will lose one at least. If they don't lose two, then Georgia's out. If Alabama doesn't lose again, if Texas doesn't lose again, we got a fucking problem there.
Here's
right?
the weird part, man, is Alabama has to go to LSU. Who wins that? I don't know.
Well, they also play at Tennessee this week.
Yeah.
Bama does?
Yeah.
Man, the way Tennessee's the way Bama's playing. Man. Yeah, man, that's a coin toss. We'll get to it.
After anyone good?
I know. We'll get to it after the break. Texas so far, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, Texas hasn't played a great team. They are Saturday. You will definitely find out. Said the same thing last week regarding Ohio State and Oregon. Next up was Clemson versus Wake Forest. Sleepwalk had this. Who cares? No one. Except for the ACC is looking like they might get two teams in, which is not great. Neither of these teams, to me, are that fucking good. But they're putting points up on the board against shitty opponents, and that's what you need to do. Next up was Stanford at Notre Dame. Notre Dame poured it in here, 49-7. Mm-hmm. Stanford sucks.
They're bad.
So it doesn't really matter anyways, but does this give them the playoffs now? Who else they got there? No. Oh, they got Army and Navy. Okay. Oh, and USC.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Florida State.
Well, we're not doing that.
I know.
We're not doing that on this program, but one of those teams will win, and I think Notre Dame will be out. They also don't play in a conference, so they can't win a conference title and then get themselves in. So they need to win out. It is a must at this point. Iowa State versus West Virginia. This was the game that the coach was talking about that everybody had a good time at least.
Mm-hmm.
And he hoped they had a good time, losing 28-16. I can promise you they didn't. I can promise you the people of West Virginia, great state of West Virginia, didn't want to spend their hard-earned money to go there just to have a good time and lose. I can promise you that. Next up is Arizona at BYU. They're fucking rolling, dude. BYU is rolling right now. 41-19. Shit.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Shit, dude.
Probably going to win the Big 12, I would imagine. I don't know who's going to stop them now.
Kansas State in the rematch, maybe.
Or Arizona State.
Kansas State barely beat Colorado.
Or Colorado Arizona
without
State.
Travis Hunter after the first quarter.
Colorado came back.
Because you're going to have to bring the Mormons to Vegas. Isn't that championship in Vegas? Or is it
Big 12?
Oh, you're right.
I don't know how. What do you mean by Colorado Jerry came World. Back?
Kansas State was at like two scores in the fourth quarter.
It was 21-17 in the second half. That's not coming back. They won by 4 points in the second half.
No, it was like late in the fourth quarter. It was like they're up two touchdowns. Colorado came back.
Where's the conference championship? What's the one in Vegas? It used to be the Pac-12.
No, so the Big 12's in Dallas.
Oh, Big 12's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, so they kept it. They kept all the same shit. Who's going to get Vegas then? That's a great one. That's a fucking great one, man. I enjoyed watching that last year. Next up was Boise. You know the rules on this show. Been the same for fucking 9 years. Always bet on Boise. Always bet on Boise. Love Boise. Somebody asked me about my love of Boise and why it's always been like this over the years. Nothing. They didn't recruit me or anything. It's just the Smurf turf, the fun of it. I just enjoy all of it. And I like that that an entire state gets behind this team. And I like the logo and shit. That's about it. Gentee went off again. 217 yards, man. Fucking give this guy the Heisman right now. Although they said... Hunter is going to come back for Colorado this week. So apparently he wants it too. So
yeah, we'll see.
It's got to be down to those two guys right now. Cam Ward's at three. But the Boise continues to roll. He's a blast to watch. And the way he stands in the backfield, by the way, just standing upright like Michael Myers, is fucking intimidating as shit. I love it, dude. I love this kid.
Who's that?
Gentee.
Yeah,
he's fun, man.
He's definitely having a good time out there.
God damn it, dude. He's fun to watch, dude, for sure. Next up, Kansas State beat Colorado. Okay, I didn't get to see any of this, so I don't know. I don't know what you're referencing as far as like Colorado coming back in the fourth, but they won by three here. Shedeur Sanders, goddamn, he had a good game. 34 for 40, 388, and three touchdowns. Shit. And they still lost, huh? Goddamn, at Colorado. It was a night game too, right? We were at the game, so we didn't get to see it.
I mean, they're not. Colorado's not good.
They're not bad.
They're right where they should be.
No.
With the talent level they have in this conference, this dog shit conference, yeah.
They're bad.
For sure. Yeah. For this conference, they're fine.
They're at best mediocre in a fucking mediocre conference.
Yeah.
They're not good.
But I mean, they're not ranked.
An elite quarterback, and they had the best.
They've got the worst
the
offensive line of any quote unquote elite team or whatever the fuck, or elite quarterback team. They gave up six sacks against Kansas State. Like, fuck off, man.
Gross.
Jesus Christ. They have And I think Deion has said as much, that their offensive line is terrible.
Well, the quarterback has said as much. Sanders,
well, they're both right.
Sanders threw his own fucking offensive line under the bus multiple times this year. Impressive.
They are both correct.
Weird to see, but yeah, it's happening. I guess it's happening at the Raiders right now. What's the fucking difference?
Yeah, that's a team and team that's doing well.
We'll talk about them tomorrow. Fun trade. Next up is Missouri versus UMass there. Bob, did you watch this one?
A little bit. I mean, it was a laugher. Like, it's UMass sucks. It's not really.
It's a D2 school, right?
No. D1.
Still hanging on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're, I believe,
independent.
Independent, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're just trash.
Gotcha. 27.5 they covered. You bet the house on it.
I did.
So you won.
Yeah, I bet a lot of money on the game. Yeah. That was a crazy spread. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, shit, dude. Pretty easy on that one. Next up was California versus Pittsburgh. Your favorite team. And they barely fucking
undefeated.
Pulled it out.
Just win, baby. Undefeated.
17-15. That's why Dan and I don't talk about these stupid fucking schools on the show. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it.
Well, when Pitt is in the ACC championship, you're going to look like you have egg on your face.
Not really, because it's the ACC. I mean, somebody has to go at the end of the day. Unless somebody bombs the goddamn stadium, two teams physically have to play. Sure. It'll be one of these fucking shitbirds. And then the last but not least, dude, our little guys, our little Illini up there. We sent some listeners to the game. I did not think it was going to be a fucking OT thriller. 50-49 up there. But Illinois pulled it out and they moved to 5-1. Congratulations, boys. We did it. And by we, I mean Hard AF Seltzer. It's in the stadium. It's pumping up the fans. It's getting them where they need to be. Another sellout there. The shelves were empty. College kids going bug fuck up there on the Hard AF Seltzer. If I had an 8% like that in college, holy shit, dude. I would have ran through a fucking wall.
Yeah, it would have been a problem.
A good problem. Mm. Good problem to have.
They're scoring a lot of points, though.
They are. So good for them. And they're all having fun and they're winning, which is most important. It's most important.
Well, second to having fun, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. We got some sponsors to put this show on the air, and then we'll get to next week's picks here. Who do we got, Bobby? Who do we got on the show today?
My bookie, baby.
You bet. They're always number one, right? Is there anybody after them or hard AF?
No.
Great. So with mybookie.com, if you're a day one homie like myself, Bob, and somebody who needs to reload his account after dropping a shit ton of money on Ohio State, what happens to me, Bob?
Look, you're the MyBookie Plus program if you're a day one homie, if you're a repeat customer, if you fucking ride or die every Saturday and Sunday with your bets. You get a point at least in the rewards program for every dollar you bet. So if it's a straight bet, you make a $50 straight bet, like whatever, you know, Clemson's going to cover against Virginia this week. You get 50 points if you have that as a part of a parlay. That triples the amount of rewards points you get in the MyBookie Plus program. And this program earns you all sorts of stuff, free bets, kind of like bet insurance, all kinds of other
you
promotions.
Cash out, you can get cool shit. I am silver elite on my account, it says, and I've earned it. I've earned every goddamn penny. I will reload for the election as well. I will be betting heavily on the election, heavily. Why? Because if I lose that, well, chances are we're going to lose the rest of this shit, so. And I mean my business. So, yeah, I'm going to bet on the fucking election. I'm betting on all this shit. All the odds today are from mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit up to $1,000. And if you're reloading your account, like myself after this week, well, congratulations. They're going to give me some bonus points and some awards and some fun over there. Best in the biz. I love MyBookie. Shit. Won a lot of money last night. All those parlays, teasers, straight ups, everything won last night, so it was good. At least I got some of it back from over the weekend, but man, it was a rough one for daddy. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games, college, NFL, rodeos, concerts, shit, comedy shows, you name it, you can get tickets on there for Wimbledon, fucking for Christ's sakes. You name it, you can think it. It's $10 cheaper than StubHub. Hop on over there, grab tickets for all of this stuff. I will warn you, though, the Texas tickets, Georgia, are extremely pricey. So unless you're rich, it's going to be real hard to get into that one. But everything else is pretty affordable this weekend, up and down the board. And then last but not least is hardafseltzer.com. We are live in Oregon, live in Illinois. Michigan is expanding right now. Ohio is expanding. Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Texas. Texas got the new flavors. So, boom, I just pulled this out of the fridge. Got this right up the HEB here on Nutty Brown. And all the new flavors are in Austin right now. I think only Houston is the only one left city-wise that's got the old flavors. But they're in every city. If you see a green apple on the box, just like the can I'm holding in my hand, that means those are all the new flavors there. We're working on some more NIL deals with college stadiums. Got a bunch of fun meetings next week as well. And yeah, hopefully we're coming to a stadium near you. We're inside Illinois Stadium for the rest of the year. Big game against Michigan this weekend. They've got some great home games this year. Michigan State's out to that. So go to the stadium. Have some hard AF seltzers. Enjoy your life. Meantime, if you're out there, buy a 12-pack. Support us and support the show. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Go to the store locator, enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. And also for the next 3 days, we're still getting rid of the old flavors. If you haven't had them, you can have them now. 20% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout, and we will ship right to your house. All right, on to this week's games. Friday nights, Oregon is back. Oregon is playing at Purdue. Oregon minus 27.5 in this one. D'Anthony, who you got?
Yeah, Oregon will do that. I mean, there's some concern they might be hung over from the Ohio State thing on a short week, I guess, but Purdue sucks.
Sucks.
I mean, they scored against Illinois, but Illinois doesn't play any defense.
They're so bad. Yeah. Purdue is a bad football team.
I know, but this spot just screams Purdue. Oregon coming off like the biggest win in probably a program last 10 years.
I think
this is the kind of game.
Is it their history, do you think?
A sleepy night on a Friday in West Lafayette, Indiana. Dude, yeah. Give me Indiana or Purdue plus 28 all day.
Really?
Oregon scrapes this by.
Dirty, dude. That's dirty. The over under is shocking in this one. 60.5? That's a lot of points.
It might be all Oregon, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, when faced with similar opponents defensively, Purdue has scored once in those games.
Yeah,
so I think probably once in this game as well. The under might be safe, actually, on a short week for Oregon.
I mean, Oregon beat Idaho by a touchdown.
I know.
Or so. So, like, this just seems like a spot where Oregon doesn't give a shit.
Boise State, I think, right? Boise State.
No, they beat Boise by 3, but I'm saying they beat Idaho by, like, 7 or 10.
Well, maybe their problem is motivation then. You know, they got motivated for the big game, maybe not the rest of them. Maybe you're right. We'll see. Check back in on Friday. Go to Drinking Bros Sports. I always post the bet slips in there, and you can see them all in there. A lot of people like to talk shit, including a homie last night. Won all of those last night, brother. Okay? I know who you are. I fucking know you. I see you, and I responded to you. Next up is Oklahoma State at BYU. This is BYU minus 9. Who you got?
Not BYU, 100%.
Okay.
Oklahoma State sucks.
I agree. I don't know what happened to Ollie Gordon this year, man. He was a Heisman favorite going into the season, and it's not been great.
He's averaging less than 4 yards a carry.
3.8 yards a carry for Ollie Gordon. And besides him and Denzel Burke, I don't think I've seen anybody's draft stock plummet more than those two guys this year, man. Shit. It's nuts. I don't know what the fuck happened to this dude. He was going to be the first running back potentially off the board. Not anymore. Maybe he goes back. I don't know. Maybe Judkins goes back. Shit. Who knows? But yeah, give me BYU in this one. They've been rolling. I don't believe in Oklahoma State at all. And it's in Provo late. Late game up there. So have fun, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an easy one, actually.
So do I. So I'll be betting that for sure. And I'll pair that up with the Oregon game. Go to Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook. It's a private group. I'll pop it in there. Next up, we got Miami at Louisville. This is Miami minus 4.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
I don't care about this game. I think I might take the over, though, because neither one of these teams play defense.
So this game you have to care about, and I'll tell you why. I think Miami's going to lose.
I don't think the ACC will let them lose.
I think they're going to lose.
Look for more fuckery.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think they're going to lose. So I'm going to give me Louisville plus the 4.5. I don't think I'm gonna money line it. Because Louisville fucked me bad, dude. Real hard. You guys fucked me on that Notre Dame game. And I've had a great year in college football, but that one fucking hurt. Miami's been squeaking by every fucking week, dude, with miracle after miracle after miracle. It's going to run out. So Louisville is 11 a.m. game. I don't think the fucking party atmosphere of Miami and all that shit playing that early is going to be great for these guys, dude. I think Louisville pulls the upset here. And this knocks Miami down. Now, they're still going to have a shot, probably, to play Clemson and then get into the playoff. But I think they lose this week.
Maybe.
I think so.
I just don't think the ACC will let them lose, to be honest.
Fix could be in. You'll know after this one. Tickets are $40 if you're in Louisville. Roll out, dude. Next up, you got Virginia at Clemson. This is Clemson minus 21.5. D'Anthony, who you got? Clemson's been scoring, man.
Yeah, Clemson looks good. I'll take Clemson. Okay. 21.5.
All right. Virginia, don't really know, don't really care.
They're bad.
I know they're, well, they're 4-2, but
they're bad.
Klubnik has been 17 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Ever since that Georgia game, he's ramped it up, man. So, yeah. Give me Clemson this one. I'll take it down 0.5 and go 21. And this will be in some fun teasers and flirty stuff, too. So look out for that. Next up, we got Nebraska at Indiana. It's going to be a test for Indiana. Indiana's ranked 16.
6-0 Indiana against an unranked but 5-1 Nebraska. This is a legitimately fun ass game.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it is,
6.5 seems big to me, to be honest. I think this should be 3.5.
So do I. I think I'm going to take Nebraska plus the points in this one. I think it might be a field goal game. This could go to overtime. And I think you'll find out if Indiana is for real. Let's look at who they've played here. FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland is a sort of legit win. Northwestern. So no one.
Nope.
Played no one. And they're going to play somebody on Saturday. The Dylan Raiola kid is pretty fucking good, man. He's a true freshman, and he's starting for Nebraska. Give me Nebraska plus the points here on Saturday, and this might end Indiana's Cinderella story. What's the over-under in this fucking thing?
50? Yeah, 15.5.
That could be worth taking
Indiana,
as well.
Indiana scores.
They score, and so does Nebraska, so that could be a fun bet as well. But in the meantime, this could be a fucking dog day afternoon again.
In fact, Indiana has hit that over every single game except the first game of the year.
Yep. They score a lot of fucking points there. Homeboy runs that ton of 4 spread wide receiver. Oh, they dump in points. Tickets are expensive, too, for Indiana. $127?
There's also so much going on in college football this year that everybody's just kind of overlooking what Matt Rule's done in Nebraska.
The Rule, baby! Yeah. I'm not. I told you this. They would be back. This Raiola kid was legit. He's legit. The fans are great. Everybody's asked us to go there. I misspoke on Monday of like, oh, Oregon was the last stadium. No, Nebraska is the last stadium we have that you guys want us to go to. You got to be ranked, and they're still not ranked. Even at 5-1, they're still not ranked. Mm. You win this game, though, you're ranked.
Yep.
So
yeah, they'll be probably 22-21,
somewhere like in there. Yeah. But give me the points. Let's go. Next up, Auburn at Missouri. Whew. So you guys just said Auburn was the worst team in the SEC. This is a second worst team in the SEC.
To rival
4.5 point spread.
Auburn's not like Auburn is the probably the second worst team in the SEC, but the SEC is pretty fucking deep this year. Like, the worst team sucks.
I don't know if it's deep, but it's everyone's. I mean, it's more open than it's been.
Yeah, everyone's got guys. I don't care about this spread. Missouri's going to cover this. It's homecoming. We're good to go.
All right. I mean, I'm looking at it here. Auburn has lost to Georgia, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Those are legit.
Lost kind of badly to Oklahoma.
They lost to Cal at home.
They lost to Cal at home. They lost to
Cal almost beat Miami.
They lost to OU at home as well. And OU, they like choked that game away. They've been kind of poorly coached this year. I mean, they've lost 3 home games. That's fucking wild.
Why is this spread so low?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. Whenever it's Vegas like
doesn't
this,
like us. I don't blame them for not liking us, but
whenever it's like this, man, it's like, what do they know that we don't? Is somebody injured or something? Because I would bet this all day.
I think Missouri has 2 guys out, but it's not. They weren't. I mean, they're they were starters, but they're not like huge.
I would say this would be at least a fucking 7.5 point spread at a minimum. Not a fucking 4.5. What's up here, dude? What the fuck is going on here? Are you guys Central in Mizzou?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an 11 a.m. game.
11 a.m. game. I guess. I don't know. I'll take Missouri. I don't. That's a weird one to me. 4.5. I think they'll win by at least 2 touchdowns, probably. Mm. I got Missouri in this.
Yeah, game. I mean, 100%. I'm taking Missouri.
I don't get this spread at -4.5. Who knows? Next up, yeah. Army's back doing it for the troops, dude. They're finally ranked.
Well, they're not troops yet.
They're troops, Dan.
No.
Yep.
No, they're cadets.
No, they're troops.
No, they're.
And my heart and mind.
No.
I'll reverse that. Heart and mind, they're troops. Okay.
Well, you can't even figure out which is your heart and which is your mind, so I don't think your opinion matters.
They're
here.
Both equal.
No.
I vote with my heart and my mind. Army minus 15.
East Carolina is a scrappy ass team.
I know. I'll they're say weird. That. They're
think,
weird, man.
I think 15, like, I think Army will win the game. I think 15 is too much, though.
15's a lot of points.
This is the first time in their history that Army actually fucking puts up points, though, somehow. I don't know, okay. I don't know what they're doing this year, but
nothing. They're reverting even further back into the triple option.
Yeah, dude.
Well, their running back's got 14 tutties already.
And 738
in six
yards.
Games. Jesus Christ.
Not their running back.
No, it's their quarterback.
Their quarterback, excuse
me. It's the quarterback who's almost at 1,000 yards.
It's called the option, baby.
Why isn't this guy in the Heisman conversation?
He should be. Shit.
He might be by the end of the year, yeah.
Let's get him there. What's his fucking name?
Bryson Daly.
Let's go,
which
Bryson.
Is a cool name, and that's responsible for most of his success. The other part of his success is because he's from Texas.
Yeah, Abernathy, Texas.
This guy, and what I'm saying is he's never done shit in his life. It's all name and fucking Texas.
Let's go, Bryson. I believe in you. Heisman Trophy. Let's give him the fucking Heisman there.
I mean, damn. I don't know what his passing stats are, probably non-existent. So
he's got 482 yards passing, 6 TDs, 0 interceptions.
So 20 total TDs. I mean, what did Jaden Daniels have last year? Like 49 total TDs or some shit like that? He's on pace for somewhere close to that.
Let's do it. Bryson for Heisman, dude.
Yeah. I think it was 49 for Jaden Daniels.
Make the playoff this year, end up in Syria next year.
Fuck. Well, we don't want that. Hopefully Papa Trump's in there. We don't have any fucking wars.
He might go Space Force. You don't know.
Oh, Space Force would be fun.
That's, you got to be in the Air Force Academy for that.
Oh, that's true.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Look at that.
What was his Jaden Daniels total?
50.
50. Okay. Damn. That's fucking good, man.
It is good. That's crazy, isn't
it? But I think 15 is
probably. He's got 20, though, already.
Yeah. Yeah. 15 is probably too big. Because East Carolina, I mean, it's at Army, but East Carolina is scrappy as fuck.
God, Jaden Daniels also had 1,100 rushing yards and 3,800 passing yards.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to see why we said he was the best quarterback in the draft, except for Delco.
Well, same record as Caleb Williams so far this year.
Yeah, Caleb's still doing it.
Ugh, that's still right, dude. I keep forgetting about
Look, man. As long
keep
as he's
forgetting about the Bears,
as long as Caleb Williams plays the worst team in the league every week,
he'll be good.
He'll fucking dominate.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he plays against a team with a pass rush, he gets fucked up.
Yeah. We'll find out. We'll find out.
I don't know when.
With Derek, I don't either. We'll look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
I have paid zero attention.
Not
to
this show. Me too. Me too. He just kind of sneaks up. Army. Yeah. Fuck it. Give me the points.
People in the chat are saying that ECU can't stop the run, which against Army means you're going to fucking lose big.
So that's what I'm saying. Give me Army. Give me Army.
I'm not even going to run down the scores. I'm just going to run down the results here. Versus UAB, blowout. Versus Tulsa, blowout. Versus Temple, blowout. Versus Rice, blowout. Versus FAU, blowout. Versus Lehigh, blowout.
I mean, this schedule leaves a lot.
Dominance.
To be desired.
That schedule
is
the
East Carolina
most, that is the hardest
leaves.
Schedule in the land East, that you just named.
Yeah, East Carolina also, though, leaves a lot to be desired. So it's the same situation of it. Just,
put some respect on Lehigh.
I think
Christ
they should
sakes.
Say, they should make signs that say Least Carolina and the Army isn't coming to save you.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
I like that. Yeah, give me Army plus the points. Let's go. I'm all in on the troops, too. The real troops. Heart and mind. Heart and mind, okay? Next up, great game for the fucking 3:30 game. Let's get wet. Alabama at Tennessee. Alabama -3. Who you got, Anthony?
That's a good question. Like, part of me wants to take Tennessee money line.
No.
Just because Alabama looks not even on the field. I just don't think anything is going well for them. But then again, Tennessee is.
Both teams, man, are struggling.
Yeah, I mean.
Both teams are struggling. I know where I'm going with this one, though.
I'd probably take the over.
56.5?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if Tennessee's our offense has turned it around, but their offense has been pretty putrid the last 2 weeks. But
usually Heupel fucking gets the offense going. You got to think it's going to happen at some point. And look, Alabama hasn't shown us anything on defense yet.
No. So they can throw.
I don't know. I mean, Alabama probably wins, to be honest, but it's at a neutral or it's at a hostile stadium.
Yeah.
So
Tennessee fans will be amped for this. Tickets are expensive.
Tennessee still has everything to play for.
Yeah.
Everything to play
for. So does Bama.
Yes. This is a huge game for the SEC race.
So this spread is exactly where it should be. Therefore, at -3 for Alabama, I'm going to knock it down a half a point and take Alabama. I'm sorry, Tennessee fans. The only reason I'm doing this, truthfully, is Tennessee has had a hard time putting points on the board the last 3 or 4 weeks. They've won a couple of those, but I know Alabama can score. They just don't have a defense. So it depends on which Tennessee offense shows up. Give me Bama -2.5, though. That's where I'm going to go with this. And I'll bet this pretty heavily, probably, on Saturday. Next up, we got Notre Dame at Georgia Tech. This is Notre Dame -11. D'Anthony, who you got?
At Georgia Tech.
It's not a tough place to play. Oh, no. Shit. No, I'm sorry. This is at their Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Well, no, that's basically neutral.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's fine here.
This is a dog day afternoon for me. I did this a few weeks ago, and I won almost every single game. Give me Tech plus the points in this one. I don't think they'll necessarily win, although they could. But that's a lot of points. And Tech has been scrappy all year long. They're 5-2. I still don't believe in Notre Dame. I just don't.
Tease them up to 17.
I'll do that as well in some teaser cards. But I'm still going to take this Tech plus 11. I might. Oh, I did this with fucking Vanderbilt, too. I said this on the show, and I did it, and it paid off. I might take Moneyline Georgia Tech as well. It's a solid all-around team, for real. I'll probably do the same thing I did with Vandy and just sprinkle it 50, hundo, whatever the case may be here on this one. But, I think Notre Dame struggles in this one, and I don't know that they win this game. Next up, Michigan at Illinois. Great game up there in Champaign. Just gave our tickets for some reps over there who just got us some displays up for Hard AF Seltzer. A lot's going to be consumed there because we're in both Michigan and Illinois. So all the Michigan fans will actually get to go to the stadium down there and get to have the Hard AF Seltzer there. Two worlds collide, and it's fucking awesome there. This is Michigan -3. D'Anthony, who you got?
I don't know. The over? Even with Michigan, the over probably at 43.5. Holy shit. Because Illinois is gonna fucking score. I don't think Michigan's defense is all that great anyway. So I think Illinois is gonna score 25 points, 30 points maybe.
I think this is a 24-21 game. And I think this spread is exactly where it should be. I think they'll beat the over by a half a point. However, give me Illinois plus the points.
I'm taking over. I'll take
the over, and I'll take Illinois.
If you're going to give me the points for a home, like, look, I know it's Michigan. I get it, but this ain't that year.
No,
anymore.
And so, it's not the same Michigan.
I think I'll probably take that too.
They're ranked on name alone right now, and that's it. Like, they're 24, just on name alone. But give me +3 for Illinois in this one, and I'll take that over as well. Next up, we got Charlotte at who? Navy. Look at the troops, dude. Heart and mind. Heart and mind for the troops. Heart and mind for the troops over there. This is Navy -17 all fucking day. It's Troops Saturday, dude. Give me the troops all day long. I'm doing it. I might even do a troops teaser for you, dude. You know?
You should.
Combine both Army and Navy together, and let's get wet, dude.
I mean, Navy's going to they're fine at -17 here. Charlotte is quite a bit worse than ECU.
And Navy's been opening up the playbook. They've been throwing the ball. They've been slinging it a little bit.
Their quarterback's got 7 passing touchdowns.
Does he really?
Which is wild. He also has 10 rushing touchdowns.
But like 15 passes in a game for Navy is unheard of.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's wild.
Love to see it.
And their actual running back has 5 receiving touchdowns.
Look at that.
Which is interesting.
That's fun, huh? Yeah. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Troops are having fun. They're kicking ass on Saturdays. Both teams are ranked there. Air Force, do your fucking job, bro. You're the only ones not in the top 25 right now.
Oh, they suck ass.
Yeah, they do. They're not great. Give me Navy. I'm all in. This is for the troops. I'll do some teasers for the troops. I'll do some parlays for the troops. All of it, dude. Everything. Give me. I'm excited about all of it. Next up, you got Texas A&M against Mississippi State here. This is A&M minus 15.5. D'Anthony, Georgia didn't cover last week against Mississippi State.
I mean, you know, I think A&M is trash.
Neither did Texas the week before.
Yeah, I think A&M is trash. I'll take Mississippi State plus 15.5.
Look at you. Look at you, you tiny dancer.
You're lucky I'm not taking the money line.
I know. I'm not.
That would be just anger for hating A&M so much. And it's not, I don't even know anything about A&M except for year after year, I'm told how good they are. And they're not.
Well, they're 14
and
now.
And they never have been.
14 right now.
No, they're not good. They're going to get, as soon as they play a real team, they're going to get fucking spanked.
I would actually fucking love.
They played a real team and they spanked
them. They did. Yeah.
Missouri. I would love for you to go to an A&M
Missouri's
game.
Not a good team.
I would love for you to go to an A&M game just so you can watch their fucking North Korea style military halftime show. I mean, it is literally.
Is it really good?
They want us to go to Texas versus Texas A&M.
Oregon's was really good, actually. Oregon's band, like the marching and all the shit that they did, it was pretty fucking good, to be honest.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I was trying to get booze because you had to walk outside the fucking stadium for it.
Yeah, I've never been. God damn
it. And
like
it was good, too, man. Like your fucking NIL beer was really good. The Shout beer was good. I really liked it. And I'd love to put Hard AF there. I don't want to walk out the side of the stadium, brother. That's fucked up. I can't bet this game. I just can't do it. And luckily, I'm not contracted to. I don't believe in A&M. Same with you. As much as everybody else does. And then, look, Georgia only won by 10 over them. The only weird thing to me is, like, do they not have fans there at Mississippi State?
Yeah, they do. They ring the fucking cowbells.
Okay. So tickets are $5. Riddle me that.
Because they're 1-5.
But this is a ranked team.
They don't care.
Ranked team, you got to show up.
Nah.
It's still your team.
They don't give a fuck.
Their coach died 2 years ago.
But Missouri was probably terrible when you were in school, right, Bob? Did you go to every game?
No.
Really?
When we were terrible, I would go to every tailgate.
I would go.
Me and my dad used to go to the Falcons. We were shitty. The Braves, we were shitty. Like... And it was almost even more fun because it was going to be weird. Something weird was going to happen.
Rob's exposing himself as a bad fan.
Because you're a fucking kid and you're just going with your dad to the game. I'm a college kid and it's like, all right, I can go into the game for 3 hours where there's no booze and we're maybe playing to get into the Sun Bowl. Or I can stay at this tailgate and fucking rage for another 3 hours.
And you can also watch the game.
Yeah, so like what am I going to do? I'm obviously going to keep drinking.
Okay, interesting. I just had that conversation with South Carolina. They told me the exact same thing, by the way. No lie. No, they were like, look outside the stadium, dude. People fucking rage in his tailgate. Inside, hit or miss. I'm not going to bet this. Sorry. There's a lot of great games. I just don't want to bet this one. Next up is LSU at Arkansas. This is a great game. I love this. I'm going to watch this. Well, no, I'm not going to watch this game. So I'll be at the fucking Georgia-Texas game. But shit, this is the night game. LSU minus 2.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Oh, God. Arkansas is like... Well, I guess it's the entire SEC. You never know what team you're going to get that day. For a while, right? You usually know there's two or three teams in the SEC every year where you know what you're going to get week in and week out.
Uh-huh.
Now there's zero teams, except for maybe Texas. We'll see this weekend. If Texas stomps Georgia, then I'll exclude them from that. But I am including Georgia and Alabama and LSU and everybody else in the SEC for the first time that I can remember it being like this. So I don't fucking know.
I don't either, but I'm going to go dog day afternoon again. Give me Arkansas. I think Arkansas pulls this out, man. Their fans are wild as shit. And, fucking give me Arkansas on this, plus the points. I don't know why. It's just this is all heart. Gut,
this is a big
dick and balls for me.
Big sort of game Brian Kelly would lose, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like Brian Kelly at all.
I mean, I can already picture the press conference now. It's like, God, bro, fucking the same bullshit.
Banging the table.
I'm angry.
He brings up his kids, my family.
My family, we're not doing things we need to. We need to legalize rape. Like, something weird's going to come out of us.
Die for my friends.
an inside joke for Joel back there who doesn't know DMX.
No. Well, I mean, he knew. Boy. He's the one that caught it.
No, I was the one who told him. I go, hey, bro, you know it's not Friends, right? Mm. It's just the N-word over and over. We're in Atlanta. Yeah, that's really funny. Give me Arkansas. Fuck it. Dog day afternoon. Let's go. Let's go. Except for the next game. Texas. At Texas playing Georgia at home here. Texas minus 3.5. Let's go. Going with my neighbors, some homies, and we got a ton of friends that are going across the board, celebrities. Oh my, everybody's going to be at this fucking game. Who you got?
I mean, I've been talking the shit, so I got to fucking back it up.
Yep.
Texas minus 3.5.
Texas minus 3.5 as well.
I think they're the only complete team in the country.
We'll see. We will see on Saturday. Let's go through Texas' schedule real quick. I'm betting I'm all in on Texas. By the way.
I kind of like the dogs here.
Let's see.
Same.
I kind of like Georgia.
I'm in on Georgia
to kind of skate by.
Let's go through Texas' schedule here because there's been chatter that Texas ain't played nobody. Paul, let's go through it. Colorado State.
Snooze.
Michigan. It was the worst quarterback at Michigan.
Orgy
is now starting there. That kid's not even starting anymore.
Orgy wasn't even starting.
They should have started.
They're on their third quarterback now.
That's who they should have.
Michigan's pretty mid.
UTSA.
Yeah, it's a good.
No, UTSA is not good.
56.
No, they're not good. But I'm just saying it's a good blowout. No. Like they do what they need to do.
University of Louisiana Monroe.
Yep.
Nope. No.
No, that's a solid win.
No, it's not.
UL Monroe, they just beat JMU.
Mississippi State, who we've talked so much shit about on the show.
They had a quarterback change. Lebby's got him. He's got something there. You just got to give him time.
And they won comfortably. They started slow in a game that was the week before the biggest two-game stretch of their season. So.
Oklahoma was an absolute beatdown, buttfuckery, rivalry game.
They're a real team, too. Michigan and Oklahoma are at least
real teams. I agree. So therefore, I'm not betting against Texas at home.
By the way,
it
isn't just that Texas has won these games. It's how they've won the games. They've won them by dominating the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball in every fucking game they played.
Yeah.
And there isn't a better predictor of success at any level of football than that.
Yeah, and therefore, I'm all in on Texas. A lot of money on this game because I'm going.
There is part of me that wants Georgia to win just for the chaos.
A lot of people want the chaos.
Because the SEC is fucking just, I don't know what happens.
Well, for me, so here's the chaos that I want out of this game. I want Texas to win. Because Georgia fans will lose their mind. Alabama fans have already lost their fucking minds. Mm-hmm. Tennessee fans will probably lose their mind after this weekend as well. And the fan bases will go fucking nuts and everything else. And completely delusional, but it'll happen. That's why I don't buy into the Ohio State bullshit. It looked like a national championship team to me if they fix a couple things later on down the road. I'm not going to fucking overreact about Ohio State. So with this...
Especially not this year.
No.
There's no point this year.
No. There's no points. There's 12 teams. Who gives a fuck? So give me Texas in this, and I'm going to bet big on Texas. I hope Isaiah Bond plays. I think that is a big factor in this, and it could be a sweet, sweet revenge game for him. As he transferred from Georgia, they clearly fucked him there, and nobody was throwing him the ball, so he was like, all right, great. So hopefully he plays, and I'm all in on Texas. Next up, Delco.
Biggest game of the week here.
This might be the biggest game of the week. Maybe we should all fucking trade in our Texas tickets and go down to UCF.
Nah.
Iowa State.
Well, it's in Ames. So we go up.
Gross. I don't even know where it's at. I don't care. Is Iowa real estate? We've said this on the show before. It isn't. Iowa State minus 14. That seems low.
UCF has had some issues, but they do have a really good running back.
We benched KJ Jefferson. Yeah, RJ Harvey's good.
Yeah, you got a new quarterback, right?
So what's Ja'Kari Brown?
What's that kid's story?
He's a transfer from Miami. He's a sophomore.
Okay,
it's four star.
I think UCF's probably going to come out running option a lot, run the ball a lot. Iowa State's got a good defense, so the under might be the play here.
48.5. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it.
It's not that you suck. I don't believe, again, I'll say this. I know I say this every week. I don't believe in these three bullshit state schools. I don't believe in Iowa State. I don't believe in Kansas State. And I don't believe in, what the fuck's the other one that always pops up here?
Oklahoma State?
Yes. I don't want to hear about any of these fucking schools anymore.
Well, you should believe in Kansas State. Kansas
They're winning by the skin of their teeth every single time, and they had a fun quarterback that I believe in for the future, just not this year. But for Iowa State, I don't bet this game because if I woke up after getting blasted at the fucking Texas game and I saw that UCF won on my phone, I'm not going to be shocked by it. I'm just not.
We're not winning this game. On the road.
You might cover.
Cover maybe, definitely not win. If they win this game, that's fucking crazy. Like, Jesus Christ.
You had a team that's number 9 in the nation and tickets are $50 goddamn stadium?
Iowa State has good defense most of the time, right? And a good tight end. Same thing with Iowa. Mm-hmm. Good defense, good tight end. Usually nothing else on offense. Iowa State happens to have a semi-competent offense this year, so they're going to fucking beat a lot of teams. Especially, I think their schedule is still kind of heavy on the old Big 12 the Big 12 division.
Yeah.
And the Big 12 isn't a strong conference in the first place, especially with some of the new additions like this one. So they're going to do pretty well. I think they're probably...
Look, they're probably going to win, but do you bet your money on this?
No, I think they'll definitely win this game.
But do you bet money on it?
At 14, no, I can't.
I don't either.
I can't. Just because UCF... We don't know what this sophomore transfer is going to look like. What if they just have an explosive offense? I mean, they still can't play defense. We know that.
He wasn't that great against Cincinnati last week.
Well, yeah, but like maybe he figures it out is what I'm saying. It's too many unknowns for me.
Yeah, I'm all good on this bullshit. I hate betting. I hate this fucking school so much. I hate that it pops up in my fucking
feed. Iowa State?
Yes. Mm. I just, every year, Iowa State is in there, and then they fuck it all up. And I just don't. I hate it, dude.
Well, you know what would be interesting? And I think somebody in the chat mentioned this a few minutes ago, actually. As we continue to narrow the conferences down to a few serious ones and the rest are not exactly serious, I do think we should explore something like English Football League relegation, where there's the Premier League and then League 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right?
And then you play your way in?
You play your way in or you lose your way out
every
single year.
I like that. And by the way, did you see the bullying by SEC and Big Ten this morning?
No.
Continues, man. So that two conference thing where they're like, hey, you're giving us 4 apiece, fuck you. They extended those talks this morning. Now they're going to play each other in marquee matchups for the years going forward, much like college basketball. I know you guys pitched this on the show a while back. It's going to happen. Remember that ACC?
There's always conference challenges.
Totally.
Yeah.
Pac-12 used to do it against the Big Ten. ACC used to do it against, what was the one up north with Villanova?
Big East.
Yes, Big East. Yeah. So now the SEC Big Ten are gonna do, I think, either the first or second week of the season, they're all going to pick a team, play each other, and I love it, man. They're like, there's going to be even more better games out of this.
They should do it every year. And
they are.
Now, in past years in college football, people would have been hesitant to do that, but now one loss doesn't really mean anything.
Nope.
To be honest.
They're going to do it. It gives us better games. I'm here for it, and those are the two best conferences.
I like that. I mean, it's funny how college football is, all this chaos is going on, and I don't know how the NIL stuff is going to settle itself eventually, but the plans that college football as a whole are making right now is producing a better on-the-field product.
Yeah.
Right? Which is not true of the NFL. What the NFL is doing, which is paying quarterbacks $60 million a year, is making a worse on-the-field product.
And there was a guy in Drinking Bros Sports who posted this after Saturday's games, because that was the big Saturday that was all marked on our calendars. October 12th, you had bangers all fucking day long. One of the greatest days in college football. All of it lived up to the fucking hype. And this guy posted in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, he said, you can't tell me that college football isn't the most exciting sport there is. It is, dude. It's not close. Like, if you had to shut down college football or the NFL, shut down the NFL and I'm good watching college the rest of my life.
I mean, college basketball in March is hard to beat.
No. Just football.
You just mean like the whole,
Football versus what the better product is, NFL or college football. College football still wins out for me every single weekend, dude. I will plan my weekend around college football. I will not plan it around the NFL. Next up, we got Kansas State at West Virginia. They're just having fun there. That's Kamala's team, dude. Did you have a good time? Is it fun? Is it joy? Are you having a fun time there? This is Kansas State -3.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a bunch of money on K-State to win this game. Maybe I'll take it to 2.5, but I said it before, the best player on West Virginia's team is their fucking fans.
Yep.
And how they make, and he, I think the guy alluded to it. There were like multiple offside calls because of the noise. And Sirianni said that too, by the way.
Yeah.
In his press conference. But I don't know how loud they're going to be when you pull that fucking slapdick bullshit the week before. K-State, -3.
Yeah, I don't either, man. And people are going to be pissed. Their fans are going to be pissed. They probably want the coach out of the goddamn stadium.
They should.
They should. And Kansas State still got something to play for. West Virginia does not. Give me K-State. I'll knock this down a half a point and take K-State -2.5 here. Last but not least, the team I never want to hear about ever again. I can't wait until they lose. SMU at Stanford.
Stay gold, pony boys. Nope. Stay gold.
This is SMU -15. D'Anthony, who you got?
Well, I mean, SMU is going to win the ACC, so
yes.
I probably have to take them. You know, although I don't know that where is...
Wait. Can I tell you this? The game that's going to fuck you guys, the two of you back there.
The collision course in 2 weeks.
Yep.
What, Pitt? They got to play
Pitt? They got to play SMU. Pitt November 2nd, dude. That's going to fuck up your whole relationship back there. Who do you got between the two of those guys?
What do you mean? I'm sticking my ponies. I'm riding the ponies.
Yeah, we'll have a mayor bet, probably.
You love Pitt. So, like, what do you do there?
We'll have a mayor bet, right? Okay. Like, if Pitt loses, I'll give him like, Permani Brother sandwiches or something.
Great.
Can you get fries. Those shipped in?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, to be honest. It's going to get so... You can't put all the fixins on a sandwich and then have it shipped. That's not going to work. Yeah.
You can't put all the fixins?
He still owes me tacos. I do.
What conference was SMU in before the ACC?
The AAC.
The reason I'm asking is they haven't traveled west very often, right?
Ever.
Except for bowl games, maybe?
No. Yeah. They don't travel west very often. Uh-huh. Also, they are the ACC's pay pigs.
Yep.
They paid to get in.
And they make $0.
They are taking no rev. They're so rich that they're taking no revenue for like 6 years. They pay.
Jesus is big money, dude.
Jesus pays, man.
Yeah.
Oil does.
Through Christ, anything is possible.
15 just seems like so many points for a team like SMU.
I don't love that spread.
To be honest, I'm also not confident that Stanford doesn't get blown up by 80 because they're terrible at everything except for like golf.
They're not, dude. Give me Stanford money line. I believe in them. They almost knocked off Miami at home. They love playing there at Stanford Stadium. Tiger might show up for this game. There's a rumor that I just started on my own. Haven't heard it anywhere. Haven't fact-checked it. Tiger Woods, most famous alumni there. Give me Stanford money line. They're playing it like fucking midnight there or some bullshit.
Nope.
So.
They're playing at 5 o'clock.
Ah, Bob, you don't know time zones or days or anything else, dude.
They also haven't played Miami yet.
Give me... Who, Stanford?
Yeah.
Was it not Stanford?
No, it was Cal.
It was Cal. Same...
Stanford has lost their last three games by like 30 points
Who
each.
Who cares? No need. They're all in California.
Yeah, but they did beat a powerhouse in Syracuse.
Yes,
at
they
Syracuse,
they beat
too.
McCord.
At them.
Yeah.
They beat Honda McCord, dude.
Yeah.
So give me Stanford money line or give me death.
I really feel like you should, if you're going to do that, separate it from all your other bets because that'll fuck you.
Going in a teaser.
I don't
want to
hear you
parlay.
Whining. I don't want to hear you whining about some parlay being lost because of the dumbest.
I'm not
going to
put in a parlay or a teaser. It's going to be a singular bet. So when you check in at Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, you'll know what it is. Give me money line. I think this is where the Cinderella story ends. I think it's a dog day afternoon. Except for Texas. I think Texas wins.
Stanford's got an ACC win? Who was it?
I don't know.
Syracuse, I just said. Yeah. Fuck. God damn, Syracuse sucks.
So, Ohio, and just to recap here real quick. So Ohio
5-1
State,
Syracuse.
Ohio State has another bye week? I don't remember a college team having two bye weeks in the same year. Something happened there?
No, we always have two byes in college.
Two byes?
Yeah, it's college. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what bye means. Two.
Two?
Two.
Two?
Go both ways.
B-I. It's B-I. In
yeah,
B-I.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
So no, but college teams have two buys.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, fuck me.
It's a long year.
Yeah, it is a long year, dude. I don't give a shit. Let me fucking Stanford by 90. Is there an alt line I can bet of 90?
There will be, yeah. I mean, actually, of all the different props that my bookie puts out, usually the alt lines, at least some of them are available way ahead of time. You want to look? Bob, pull up my bookie.
No, they don't do alt lines until Friday.
No, they do. I checked last week. They had like five different alt lines. It was like within 5 to 15 points
check,
or something like that.
Stanford minus 30 over SMU, and I'm into that. I'm into that this week. I don't think the all-ins go until Friday, but we'll see. Are they up? We'll see. Oh, pop it up on screen. Let the people see. Let the people see it, dude.
Okay, we've got the over. Yeah, we got alt overs.
What do we got?
Yeah, you can get Stanford. I don't think you can get Stanford like minus points.
Yet, but
you can get Stanford plus 5.5 at plus money, plus 8.5, minus 120, plus 11.5, minus 185. So you can get better odds on stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Need any of that, dude. I need to jack it up, brother. I need to jack it up because Stanford's coming to play on Saturday nights.
I don't know why they release some of them now and not like all the alt stuff. Now,
when you're a great team, there's got to be some reason.
No. I'm talking about my bookie. Stanford's terrible.
Hey, while you're on there, Bob, pop it up on screen. Just leave it up on my bookie screen. What's Trump and Kamala at right now?
Trump's at 58% on Polymarket.
Trump is minus 150. Kamala's plus 120.
Fuck. God damn it, man.
Yeah, you waited too long.
It's not that I waited too long. I bet when she was $5,000 on fucking Ohio State, dude. Oh. So I was like,
no, I bet a couple of weeks ago before she started to bottom out, I took Trump at.
It was plus 100.
Plus 105 or 110. I don't remember what it was.
What's Vance at?
Vance? No.
Why do you think?
In case Trump dies. I don't know. Boy, give me some.
That's dark. That's dark.
I need some juice.
We're 3 weeks away from the election. And then go back to the homepage, Bob. We'll close with this. If you can. Yeah, just log in or go to the sports book or whatever it was. For that election bet, look at that. Look at the face they put for Kamala up there.
And the one for him is even funnier.
Yeah, look at his eyes. Look at Trump's eyes.
He's got fucking laser eyes.
He's got like cat eyes.
I love my bookie, dude. God damn it. That's funny.
Oh, look at her teeth, though. They're like.
I know. Just coming right out of her fucking skull. Oh, this is great. This is great. What a fun weekend this is going to be. Kids, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 8 College Football Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.